Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with global standards by providing all facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized the idea of one state, one global destination. He noted that this initiative would not only boost tourism, but also lead to the development of the neighboring cities as tourist places. All states and UTs expressed unanimous solidarity and support to the armed forces on Operation Sindoor during the Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in Delhi yesterday. Briefing media in New Delhi, Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam said, "There was anger over what happened in Pahalgam and everybody commended the role and valour of the defence forces and the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi." He said that during the meeting, Prime Minister stressed that achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat would require the strength of Team India, which was shown during Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Viksit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
Chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of National Democratic Alliance, NDA rule states, will be participating in a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues in the national capital today. Our correspondent reports, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will preside over the meeting and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also participate in the deliberations. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha reached Seoul, South Korea, yesterday evening from Tokyo as part of India's outreach with countries in the region on the significance of Operation Sindoor. This three-day visit will strengthen the ongoing efforts to further India's principled and resolute stance of zero tolerance against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. During the course of their visit, the delegation will engage with senior officials of South Korea's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, dignitaries from the National Assembly of South Korea, and senior representatives from prominent think tanks and media. India will take part in the upcoming BRICS Culture Ministers meeting commencing tomorrow in Brazil. Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will lead the Indian delegation and represent the country at this high-level event. Heavy rain and strong winds lashed Delhi NCR late last night, bringing much-needed respite from the scorching summer heat. However, uprooted trees and waterlogging hampered vehicular traffic in several areas of the national capital. Rain was reported hours after the India Meteorological Department issued a red alert for Delhi, warning of severe thunderstorms, lightning, hail and squally winds reaching speeds of up to 100 kilometers per hour. IMD had advised people to stay indoors and not take shelter under trees. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. After being invited to bat first, Punjab Kings scored 206 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Chennai Super Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 3:30 p.m. In shooting, India's Shambhavi Shravan Kshirsagar clinched gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle event at the ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 in Germany last night. Moreover, another Indian, Ojaswi Thakur, bagged the silver medal in the same event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.